Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty then, I'm experiencing a lot of technical difficulties right now. Oh well. Sean Black, are you there? Sean Black? Sean Black, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, let me start fresh now.
Yes.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, and the Hot Rod. And on the phone, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again. How's everybody doing?
Hi.
And, oh, yes, and on the other line, I have Anitra B.
Oh, boy.
This is Miss Jones. Can you guys hear me? Am I in? Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's Miss Jones. Excuse me. Wrong number. Miss Jones.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Sorry for the mix-up, guys. First, I'd like to apologize. We did not do the show yesterday because we have prior arrangements. So the people that tuned in yesterday, we're back. We promise to be here, and we're live right now. So
yes.
Thank you for tuning in. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, it's time to piss some people off again.
Are you sure about that? I guess it's time to give everybody a dose of the absolute truth.
No.
Are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready. Is Ms. Jones ready?
I'm always ready. Let's go.
All right. So don't forget, the number is 347-989-8402. Let's talk about Sean Black's favorite hero of the day, Mr. Donald Trump.
Why does he have to be my hero?
Exactly. I was like, your hero.
You know what? Donald Trump is my hero. I give credit where credit is due. For an arrogant son of a gun that he is, he's making noise.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He does not care. He's just having a ball. It's like watching a kid run around in the park and just not busting. I don't know. It's just hilarious. Go, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. So, the question of the day that people keep bothering me because I posed this question, why Donald Trump should be the next president?
Before why should he, or is he going to be?
Yeah.
Why should he be the next president?
Why should he be?
Yes.
He's not going to make it that far. If he makes it that far, trust me, people are leaving the U.S. Trust me.
Yeah, I think you're asking the wrong people. That's what I think it is. If you want to get a devil's advocate, I'll play both sides of it just for the sake of your question.
Oh no, not you, Sean. You can't stand DT. Don't support him.
But hey, this is what I will say. If Donald Trump is serious about running for president, because the last two times he tried to run or announced that he was going to do so,
mm-hmm.
he decided, well, he intimated that he was going to run, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
This, I believe, is the first time he's really, really serious. This is the last time that Obama is last 14, 15 months in office. And a lot of the Republicans are out there claiming, oh, we got to get our country back and things are going down the toilet. We need to do this. We need to do that. But over the last three weeks, Donald Trump has done more to, one, actually tick people off on both sides of the race, but also he's also pissing off his own Republican Party. And you know what? He does not care. Not one bit.
And why is that, you think?
I believe the reason is because when you have the resources that Donald Trump has, when he's made the ridiculous amount of money, he's in like Rockefeller territory as far as money and wealth, and his children and his children's children, they are of wealth. He got into wealth from his family. And the fact remains that he can claim that he doesn't have to worry about special interests. He doesn't have to worry about people donating money for his campaign because he can finance his own campaign. But I think what the issue is that Donald Trump is probably saying on his mind what a lot of people in the society that he is catering to are probably thinking themselves, and he's spewing it out. And that's the issue. He has that freedom, of course. The problem is, just because he has that freedom to opine about certain things doesn't mean that he's doing it in the correct way, or if he has any tact at all, which he has shown none of. And at first it was just racism. Now it's gone from the racism towards Mexicans into a new territory. And that new territory is he's attacking fellow senator, your friend and everybody else's friend, Senator John McCain from Arizona. I don't know how you can attack a war hero, but if you want to do that, be my guest.
Okay, but Donald Trump, I have to admit, he's arrogant. He stepped on people's toes. But to be a leader, don't you have to be a strong character? And let's be honest, Donald Trump is not stupid.
Of course.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. There's a difference between having strong character and being a character. And Donald Trump is a character. That's the difference. And the people that have known about Donald Trump over the last 30 years or however long he's been in the public eye knows that there's a showman part to him. But we also know he is so detached with the quote-unquote everyday common man, so to speak. The people that are going to be supporting him if he does run past next Thursday or whenever, he's urinated on all the people, the groups that are going to try and help carry him and the Republican Party come next year. And that is part of the issue.
Okay, but so Ms. Kim, you have to step on toes. You got to piss on people to move to the top. You don't move to the top by being a nice person, right?
Yeah. You know, Donald Trump is exasperating to me. I mean, it's like I said, it's just like watching someone play with fire. You're like, are they going to burn themselves? Are they going to, And then you have their audience, because apparently 46% of the audience, because his ratings have gone up, he's like the leading Republican nominee running right now. And it's like 46% of the audience wants him to not get burned or wants him to get burned. I don't know. Like I don't know. I just kind of understand that it's 2015. He's actually getting this much shine or light or attention. It's like, really, are you kidding me right now? Like a very small part of my brain is like, he might actually win. And if he wins, I'm moving to Jamaica.
He might try to buy Jamaica afterwards, so you might not be free from Donald Trump on that one.
Like, really?
Sure, but that was Sean and I. We all give up. My Sean, if you look at, yes, poll numbers don't mean anything right now. We still have like a year to go. But for this man to be running his mouth and to be in the lead already compared to the other guy.
Exactly. It's like,
you know,
really?
it's scary. Like, wait a minute. So other people are thinking or agreeing the same way Donald Trump. I'm saying, like, in other words, if you call Donald Trump a racist and he's in the lead right now, does that mean there are other races out there or other bigots out there?
Of course, yep. The thing is, there's some things that he says that are actually interesting, like earlier today with the whole McCain thing when he was saying, he got captured. He's a hero because he got captured.
Yeah.
And a lot of people feel that way. It's like, how is it, and it's, a lot of people feel like, how are people getting praised for the opposite of what we really want to praise them for? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know much about McCain, and I'm not entrenched in politics, but it's, because I said to my boyfriend, I was like, is that what happened? He was like, yeah, he got captured for like 5 years. And so he became a hero because heroes in my mind and in a lot of other people's minds, they save people or they save things or something. I don't know. So how does being captured make you a hero.
I'll give you the background on the reason why what Donald Trump said about John McCain, even though McCain is a Republican, is completely off out of bounds. First off, we know that John McCain served in the service. He was kidnapped, and he was held as a prisoner of war for 5 years. Now, knowing his father is an admiral in the service, his father was trying to conduct a rescue mission to bring his son back home. Mm-hmm. And during the entire time that John McCain, the 5 years he was captured, he was tortured, had his arms broken, had a lot of things happen to him. He was tortured. Mm-hmm. He got back to his father and let him know that there are other POWs that are here that should get home before me, because the last thing that I need is to have anybody think there's any nepotism involved, and I'm getting home ahead of the other people that probably need to get back home much quicker than me. So he sacrificed himself getting home early to get the other POWs that were there back home. And to for Donald Trump, who has no perspective, never been in a war, I don't believe he's had any family in any war, he definitely won't put any of his children in any harm's way. The fact that he would flippantly come across with a comment and saying the only reason why John McCain is a hero is because he was captured, and then also say, well, I don't like losers because I voted for him and I donated $1 million to his campaign when he ran before, and then he lost, so he's a loser. But I might think he's a war hero also. You can't flippantly say stupid, baseless comments like that for the sake of just saying it. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of that 75, 80-year-old woman that's been through a lot, and she's gotten to the point where she just doesn't care what anybody thinks about what she says, so she just says anything off her mind, like, I don't care. But the sun isn't in the sky. The sun is on the ground.
But what's happening is it's being repeated and played over and over again. So to the young kids that, like, or people that aren't aware of John McCain, it's becoming somewhat of a truth, because that's what happens. It's like you take the negative or you take whatever and run with it. You know what I mean? And it's like, who's gonna step out and actually say something against him? I mean, when it comes to him, and if it comes down to him and Hillary debating or what have you, I'm sure she's going to eat him alive. But it's like, for now, it's just what's being played on every channel.
Yeah.
Every channel you change, you hear Trump saying, oh, he's not a hero, he got captured, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
So once again, it's the social media and me himself that's brainwashing people with this stuff.
Exactly.
And that's why Trump rise. I'm like, you know what? At least, once again, Sean Black, Trump is talking. I'm not praising what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. I'm praising how he's doing about it. You have to be loud.
Yep.
You have to be firm.
Yeah.
And if people are listening, I'm like, yeah, remember, my biggest argument with people, everybody complain about George Bush, but he won a second term. How can we all complain about George Bush if he won a second term? Which means the bigger idiots out there that voted for him.
And that's understandable.
And yes, that's lazy people that did not get up and vote at that time. So if people vote for Donald Trump to win a ticket, once again, go back to my statement, they're bigger racists, they're bigger bigots, and they're idiots out there.
Yeah.
And we'll go for it. That's why Ms. Jones had to go to Jamaica. Bonfire. Boom, boom.
Yeah. See, we live in a society where there are a lot of people in, one, in minority areas, two, that are not knowledgeable enough. We're starting to see that a lot of people don't go to vote, mostly because the number one, well, there's two reasons why. One, they don't believe that their vote will count. And two, and this is the biggest reason, is because they don't know anything about the policies and what these campaigners are going to be running on. They don't know what their platform is.
Or how it'll directly affect them.
Exactly.
So
and the media doesn't do enough to bring that out. You don't know what McCain was running on. You don't know what Trump is running on. You don't know what Bernie Sanders is running. You don't know what a lot of these candidates are. And exactly, there's my point. There's not enough. We know Donald Trump is running. We definitely know that Hillary Clinton is running. And for the most part, unless you follow the news and you follow the candidates, you know nothing of who else is there. And the person that speaks the loudest now before the storm hits is the one that's going to continue to get the press. You keep the coals hot, make sure they stay hot. But see, the issue is, I had this conversation with a friend of mine maybe about 3 hours before got on the air, is the fact that we know Donald Trump has this bravado to him where he thinks that anything he says, he's basically bulletproof. We heard the outrage that happened with the comments about Mexicans and them being racist and being rapists and all the other nonsense that was coming out of his mouth. But here's the thing that I think a lot of people have been really ticked off at, especially within the Republican Party, is the fact that the second he attacked one of their own, somebody within the party, which is John McCain, a war veteran, somebody who was a POW that served his country, the fact that he attacked them, now all of this fervor and, oh, we have to shut down Donald Trump, where was all of that evil and where was all of that fervor against what he said when he first opened his mouth? There was a lot of time between the first shot being fired and then the second shot being fired. And I'll guarantee you there'll be a third shot fired when he opens his mouth about something. He'll say something about women or he'll say something about something completely innocuous.
Well, that's a good strategy because for the Republicans, whatever Ms. Jones wants to say, that's her business. We don't care. We don't affiliate with that. But what does Ms. Jones say something about me? Whoa. Now you want to put on some guts. No, now you step in the line. You want to sound crazy? Sound crazy by yourself. But don't sound crazy with me. So that's how, and I do believe this may be like a crazy strategy. This is a strategy to get attention for the Republican Party over the Democrats. But the Democrats have not been doing much. You all rely on Hillary Clinton, right?
And I think the main reason is because really nobody feels that anybody is going to have a chance on the Democratic ticket to beat Hillary Clinton to the Democratic National Convention. I think it's pretty much it's like a coronation. We're just waiting for when the nomination goes through and she becomes the Democratic nominee. The Republican Party is basically like a group of bumpkins and caricatures running around talking about we need our country, you know. And none of them are bringing up these good points of what they want to run on, what that platform is. Some of them do have good ideas, but you can't hear it amongst all the rhetoric.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah.
And amongst all of that rhetoric and craziness that's going on, nobody has brought out what that one thing is going to be. Now, let's be honest. It's still very early. But no one has made a central case for anything. No one has made a stand on any particular political view. And until that happens, this is going to be Carnival Barker, Donald Trump, and his merry circus of craziness. It is going to continue as the best way I can describe it.
Okay, but let's go back to the first statement that he made that pissed a lot of people off was about immigrants, illegal immigrants. You know, a lot of Americans are frustrated with illegal immigrants, even though we do need immigrants. But once he started talking about that brought attention right away. Like, whoa, Donald Trump have a point there. There's a lot of people that's coming over here. Well, I'm not calling them rapists or the drugs or anything, but we do have an immigration problem.
Yeah.
So even awareness towards people are being like, he may have a point there. We do have a problem.
Yeah, and there's a way to address that. There's a way to address that without attacking someone's race and culture and throwing out stereotypes and then just generalizing it, and that's the reason why we need immigration change. Is because, well, look at all these Mexicans that are coming here. This Mexican, all they do is this, this, and this. Oh, let's say we have all of these Jewish people coming over, and all the Jewish people are doing are this, this, and this. You can't generalize an entire race or a religion or a creed based on a stereotype and then say that's the number one reason to make change and reform. Because if people don't realize it, and people probably do now, Donald Trump employs a lot of people that he wants to have either deported back or changed as far as this, the immigration laws to be fixed. He has Mexicans working for him. The fact that he would even open his mouth in that way and then say it that way, he didn't think that he was going to upset his businesses or any of his employees, employers, business partners, anybody. That makes no sense. You have to actually think before you speak when you get into politics.
Okay, so Ms. Jones, do you have a problem a woman being a president in the office?
I was going to say it depends on the type of woman and what she displays leading up to said, yeah. I mean, oh gosh, how can I describe it? I think Hillary's a good candidate. I think Hillary's great. I think she'll make an excellent president. That's me on Hillary. Even if Michelle were to run, I think she'd be great too. But I'd have to see her more in that arena. But so far, I'm thinking Michelle could run too. I think some women are capable of, you know, doing it just fine. But like I said, I would have to see them lead up to that point. So I don't think it's not, I don't think that it's not possible. So I mean, yeah, I'm all for it. But
okay,
there are moments and times where I'm kind of just like, but I don't know why more women aren't. Like I remember different things were online when people were graduating. They were saying, oh, women are graduating at such high rates and da da da. I'm like, well, why aren't more women into politics? Why aren't more women running for president? Why is it so such a taboo or a fad? It's like, really? But maybe the tide will turn. It is turning, actually. We're seeing it. So I would love to see that happen.
I said that because ever since Obama took office, we've been, been nothing but like about racism, because God knows, Shauna, we talk about it almost every week for 2 months. But for a woman to become president, and even Donald Trump is talking about racism. So if we have a woman president, will there be a lot of sexism going on?
Well, I'm one of the few people that have said this before, and I'll stick by it, is that sexism is much more prevalent than racism, from the sense that it does it on so many more levels. Racism is out there, and it's definitely strong, and it's definitely a problem. But if a black person can get a job, the same job, same credentials that a white woman can have, and go and get the job, if the white woman gets the job, she's not going to get equal pay. That is the only way in this country and in the difference where you can have African American or anybody else for that matter go ahead and do that. And there will be a difference in pay if there is a woman and a male going for the same job. That's how you know how pervasive sexism is. As far as a female president goes, I would be for it if, as you just stated a little earlier, if the right person ran. Know what they're running on, what their politics are, and how they feel about certain things that affect you, the voter. And if that person connects with you, then you've got a reason to cast your vote, then there you go. And it doesn't make a difference, male, female, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Jewish, doesn't make a difference. That person is right for the job. That's the one I'm voting for.
Yeah. Yep.
So in other words, when I run for president, you guys will vote for me.
Here you go.
I'd like to see how you get the funding for that one.
I'll have every bars, every party having fundraisers for me, of course.
Of course. It's called Kickstarter. I can imagine the hot rod going to Kickstarter.
Dear.
Fund my campaign. I need $50 million. You can do it.
don't test me. I can't do it. And talk about millions of dollars, I want to recap a little bit about the pudding guy.
Oh.
Oh, he said the pudding guy.
The pudding guy.
Exactly.
The pudding guy. Now, Bill Cosby. we can't get away from this guy, and this guy keeps getting into more and more trouble.
And more, yeah, like, what's the latest on him? They found more depositions. I mean, people have been sitting on this for years. So I think it's real petty that they're pulling all this out now. Like, give me a break. Whatever. I'm so over it.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Jones.
No,
go ahead.
I was like, it's just so mind-boggling to me. It's like, so all of you women have been sitting on this for years, and there's been documents since, what, 2005, I believe? Like, really? And so this all comes out now. And now what? What's going to happen? What? You guys going to lock him up? What?
So, do you blame the victim in this case for coming out this so late?
For me, it's not even about blame. It's just, it's like, why? Why now? Like you see, I'm the type of individual that I the people that do the most talking usually tend to be the most cowardly. We've heard that before, right?
Okay.
The loudest person in the room. So, and see, this might sound a little interesting, being that I'm a female, but I feel like a lot of women talk so much. It, when it comes to them fighting amongst other women, they're real catty and shit. But when a nigga put his dick in your mouth, you ain't nothing to say. Now you all quiet. Really? One of the girls that they interviewed on 2020 or something, she literally said, oh, yeah, he drugged me, but I hit him up the next day. Like, what? Am I supposed to take you seriously? Like, when you look at the numbers when it comes to sexual harassment, they're underreported. It's like, how is it that women, Bad Girls Club is filled with women fighting each other, but when it's time for women to stand up and say something about a guy doing whatever he did to you, it's mum's the word.
You want to know
so
why?
Many years. Are you that? I mean, you know what? Because people say, oh, well, you've never been in their shoes. It's debilitating. It's this. Well, I honestly feel like you should take that same anger and energy to reverse it and go for his behind. Go after him.
This is the problem.
I'm just upset about the whole thing.
I think, kids, this is one of the issues, and I will reiterate this as we go along with this particular topic. One of the things that we as a society have done for decades is when any female, irregardless of race or creed or religion, has anything to do with saying something against the establishment, which would be men in this case,
mm-hmm.
they're shot down, they're picked apart,
yeah.
and they're shunned. And
exactly.
The problem with that is that it happens a lot. What
mm-hmm.
makes it much more prevalent now is that as we've gone along in society, time has gone along, we have a lot of women who have either been hurt or know how to hurt. And
exactly.
one of the ways to do that is to come along with a sexual harassment charge or say that this person inappropriately did this or touched me and said that. And in the interest of making sure that the victims, that the real victims that have gone through certain things like that, it makes it that much harder for them to get a case prosecuted, to get them to go forward. Now, with this entire Bill Cosby thing, what is it up to now? I think the running count is at 48, 49 women are accusing Bill Cosby of,
mm-hmm.
of improprieties and of the such.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the problem, and I said this before. I don't think that anybody can just say, well, why is everybody waiting this long and why is it waiting this long? And I've said this before. When you're talking about a star like Bill Cosby, who has lots and lots of power, who is very famous, who in the eyes of society, and I've brought this up before,
mm-hmm.
there are very few African-American celebrities that have the cachet with America, especially white America, like Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson at one point had that same cachet when he retired, and then he became a broadcaster with NBC and was doing commentary and color for football. and he was doing, he was acting in movies. He was doing Avis commercials and Hertz commercials. And he was almost as wholesome as Bill Cosby from the television standpoint. And when you have that kind of power, if you are doing something inappropriate and you don't have the proof to back it up, who is going to believe that wholesome Bill Cosby with his pudding and his cameras and Jell-O and all of the other the cartoons, the Cosby Kids and the Little Bill show that he had with Nickelodeon and all of these things that he's done? How do you reconcile that with this beast of a person that we've been now starting to see from the deposition that's been released? And that's the problem.
True, but still, what people fail to realize overall, same thing with Donald Trump and Bill Cosby, these are just people with money and power. When you have money, you have power, and your mind, you think you could do whatever you want, you could get away with it because you could always buy your way out with the best lawyers, kill some people here and there, whatever. But people fail to realize they're just human, just like you and I.
Exactly.
And that's my thing. It's like we're in 2015. How many stories have we heard of these rich men or women, even teachers? You know, we hold teachers in high regard, doing the worst to kids, doing the worst to their husbands, their wives, and whoever. So at this point, it's like, I don't care how much money you have. Like, give me a break. But what it always comes back to for me is men. Men against women. And like I had said on the previous show, when it comes to, you know, black men being shot by white cops, white male cops, it's a power thing for me. So it's always about who's in power. And at this point, we're in 2015. If women don't have power today, I guess y'all ain't never going to have power. Well, y'all going to wait till Hillary Clinton? Y'all going to wait till Hillary Clinton become president to start speaking up and start reporting all these incidents now? Like, what is it going to take? I remember when Obama came in office, I started hearing people say, oh, my gosh, now I can be president? Now I can raise my son to be president? Didn't you know you could raise your son to be president before Obama came into power? Like, really?
Yeah,
that's true.
So it surprises me, like, what it takes for people to actually move. You know what I mean?
True. Okay, so here's a question for you, Ms. Jones. You talked about harassment earlier. Okay, we're in the summertime now. All these beautiful females are wearing nothing but sexy, beautiful outfits, especially in the workforce. In my building where I work at, I'm looking at ladies left and right, I'm like, really? You wearing that? And, Of course, we're men. We want to look.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some guys will go out of the way and try to talk to you and try to harass you. This is the guy's fault that you're wearing a beautiful sundress, showing some cleavage and some ass, and then you're being harassed by the guy. Whose fault is it? The guy's fault or your fault or both parties?
It's no one's fault. People can wear whatever they want. Now, in terms, I don't want to say it's no one's fault.
I'm talking about in a workplace.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're in the workplace and you're wearing something that's inappropriate to the dress code and you're being harassed or whatever, well, I think that comes down to the people, the management, if they didn't enforce the what's name. Now, if you're being harassed, that has nothing to do with you because you can wear whatever you want, but you can't. If the management isn't enforcing it to prevent the harassment, then that just comes down to the management and to the harasser. But you yourself, the individual that's, you know, taking the harassment, this has nothing to do with you. I don't care if she walks around with her skirt over her head. Like, control yourself. Yeah, control yourself. It's just like saying if someone's hurt, and you're an EMS worker, and a female's hurt, and she's laid out, and her titties are exposed. Are you going to sit there and fondle her before you give her CPR? Like, really? You know what I mean? So it's like people want to use whatever rationalization they can to rationalize their bad behavior or the fact that they're not disciplined. Like, come on, give me a break. People can wear whatever they want. Once you decide to disrespect them based on your notion of what you feel about what they have on, then that's on you. That has nothing to do with them. So So I don't care if she's a stripper. I don't care if she's naked. If you do something to her, like I said, in this day and age, it's very sad. Like, for instance, I notice what men like to do. Men like to be surrounded, not to say men like to be surrounded, but men will be surrounded by strippers. This is an example. So they'll fondle all the strippers. They'll touch their titties, shake their ass, whatever, whatever. Then the next day they'll go to work, and they'll be surrounded by their coworkers. I don't know how their coworkers adjust or whatever. But then they'll try to touch their coworkers' ass and shake their, or tap their coworkers' titties. You're not at the strip club. It's two different arenas, two different sets of women. Just because you got away with that with those women don't mean you're going to get away with that with these women. But in their head, some way, somehow, is a feeling of, well, I was doing it last night to them chicks, so maybe these chicks over here at work will let me get away with it. One of them got to let me get away with it. It's like that's where people's logics come from, and I'm like, really? I've come across guys that will say the most asinine things like, oh, well, these shorties, they do this, this, and this. And then they go somewhere and they find, like, some little naive nerd girl and want her to do the same shit. And it's like, wait a minute. That's apples and oranges. But, no, I'm going to try to get her to do it. Then when nerd girl runs off and press charges or says you sexually harassed her, raped her, oh, my God, why would she say that? And I'm just sitting there like, are guys really that retarded? Like, really? Really? Oh, okay. I see the game. I peep it. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. That sounded like a real loaded question.
Exactly.
Oh, I just opened up a can right there. But
did you get most of what I was saying, basically?
Yes.
Guys like to mix apples and oranges, and then when it's time to take responsibility for your actions, but I didn't do anything. She was this, and she was that, and she wanted it, and she wore that. No, you fucked up, and you're a retard.
Hey, this is a rated
PG-13
show.
Oh, of course.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think we can throw that rating out the window tonight.
Yeah. Mic drop. But besides that, though.
I can't do rated PG. I'm 30-something years old. Come on.
No, I'll tell you what. No, all right. There's guys, like I said, go to a strip club. And, you know, there's men like me who go to Instagram, see all these ladies shaking it behind. Well, mm-hmm. They can be on Facebook trying to get attention because they cannot get attention from anywhere else. So they see the girls at work dressed a similar way. So the guys that saw that mindset, oh, wow, since I saw Ms. Jones did it, maybe I could go to Shanika. She might do it for me. But at the same time, there are some girls who does it for the attention. This is where my pet peeves come in. When girls dress the same way, and you know you're going to get attention from guys, but you get upset when the guys give you attention. Why are you being upset knowing that, yes, you have your right to wear what you want to wear? I'm not arguing against that. But everything comes with consequences. If you go wear a short mini skirt with your white thong, with your tank top, with no bra, guess what? As a man, I would talk to Sean Black and K-Dog, we're going to look.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking.
But some guys will go out of the way.
I think in this
out of your mouth, or now it's an action, because now when you're talking, that's a verb, and when you're trying to move your hands, that's a verb. Those are actions. That's where the problem comes in, because you hopefully keep your hands to yourself.
No, it doesn't.
This is where I
will draw it with into the Cosby situation to kind of bring it back.
Hold on, K-Dog. I did not forget about you, K-Dog. We get to you in a minute.
Yeah. As far as that goes, part of the issue is that there are a lot of men that feel entitled because they're around a beautiful woman, or that they're in the situation where the woman, well, she didn't want to get talked to, she wouldn't have worn this, or she wouldn't have worn that, and that is in no way indicative of what that person is or what they represent. And that's part of the problem. Everybody looks at that whole situation and said, well, this person is wearing this, she must want that, or she must think so. And that is never the case. And the problem that people like Bill Cosby have is that when you have that kind of access to a lot of the issues and the situations involved where you can go out to the Playboy Mansion or you can go to backstage of a show and you can talk to this person, talk to that person. Mm-hmm. And you can actually lose perspective as to the proper way to either be around the female, as we've heard from the depositions with Bill Cosby, getting quaaludes and admitting to giving them to women. And then the worst part about it is paying his agent to make sure that they that the information doesn't get back to the wife. And this is one of the reasons why he was actually going out and spending money on college educations and paying for all of this stuff. That was to keep them quiet. It was basically like hush money. So for somebody who has done everything that they have possibly done to do well in the community, my question is, before we throw it to anyone else, I want to ask you guys this question. How much are we allowed to celebrate the good of Bill Cosby before we have to bring up the bad that washes away how much of it? The bad is going to definitely stick because it's much more recent. But are we allowed to celebrate anything, of any of the good that Bill Cosby has done?
Of course. As 100% yes. Nobody's perfect. He did a crime. That's a system to take over. But working-wise, he does so much for this country. It's not even funny. He's done a lot for television. He's done a lot for media. I'm like, we cannot just wash his work away. That's why I'm like, there was a petition for, should they take his medal away? No. He earned that medal. What he did or what he has done is no different from other people who have done wrong. It's like saying, A-Rod, he done drugs. He did steroids. Should they take all his home ones away? No. He cheated, yes. But then again, who hasn't? Like I said in last week's show, who has not sinned, throw the first stone. We all sin. Yes, his legacy is over, but to take all his work away, no. Okay, let's go to Cato before he have a panic attack. Cato, take it away.
Hey, fellas. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? All
right.
Hey, everybody, listen. I was listening to the show, and as you guys were talking about Bill Cosby, I could just bring this up, is that should this tarnish his legacy as an image of America's dad? Well, I don't think so, because the thing is, with Bill Cosby, who has been an icon on television for so many years, I mean, let's just go back to, like, the 1960s, when he became the first black person to win an Emmy Award for having a role in a major show, I Spy. Then he went on to put on together his own show, and then Fat Albert, of course, and the Cosby Kids, and then later on the Cosby Show, which became the most successful show ever. Now, when it comes to the manner of, you know, what he did in his personal life, including the rape with drugging the women with preludes, this has become more of a media circus around the issue. You know, from everything from should they revoke his medal to should they revoke his star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, all of this is coming into view. But yet, like you said, Hot Rod, and I agree with you, there has been people who have done far worse than Bill Cosby. I could give you a perfect example, and I'm about to cause some controversy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my job.
Let's talk about R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example.
R. Kelly, who put out, I mean, that sex tape, when it came out, it was selling like hotcakes. Him having sex with underage girls. But now, you look at R. Kelly, it didn't even tarnish him one bit because his music is still selling. He still goes on tour. And, you know, it's like swept under the rug. Nobody ever brought it up about him having sex with underage girls. And there have been several others who's done far worse than this. And, you know, and don't get me wrong. I think that when a woman is raped, it's the most traumatic experience a woman could ever go through. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes years for the woman to get over what happened to her. I mean, it's a terrible thing to happen. But with Bill Cosby, you know, now that all these allegations are coming out, you know, and still, you know, he's paying them off, you know, through lawyers, and he's keeping mum throughout the whole situation. And that's the problem that a lot of people are having. They're saying, when is he going to come out in public and talk about these allegations? And
we know,
you know,
he probably won't.
No, he won't.
No. His lawyer tells him to shut up and die. Basically.
Of course.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Shut up and die.
You know what it is?
What
you know what? You know what? Here's what I say. Bill Cosby's going to keep silent about it. Regardless, he's going to keep silent about it. And you know what? He's going to go away and hide somewhere, because notice, he has not made any public appearances as of late, because every public appearance that he was supposed to make were canceled. So he's not going to appear in public, because you know why? He's not going to answer the question when it's thrown at him saying, did you in fact drug these women? He's going to keep silent about it or go around the answer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But see, the other thing is, and here's something that I don't want anyone to do, is I don't want to hear anybody try to make excuses for Bill Cosby and any of his behavior, anything that has happened to him over the last few months and maybe the last year. Because in that deposition, the things that Bill Cosby said and did shows a man that has no remorse for what is alleged. These are things that are admitted in the deposition.
Of course.
Are things that he have admitted to. He shows the thought process and the mindset of somebody who has been around money and attention and has pretty much gotten anything that they wanted.
And
the fact remains, even if he did not drug anybody against his will, or against their will, I should say, the fact remains he's a philanderer. And has lied about it over the years, and I'm pretty sure there have been a lot of celebrities that have done this.
Oh,
but
yes,
even more so, when you introduce drugs and potentially the fact that he might have had sex with underage girls, if this is the case, it brings another layer to the whole situation, and it almost corroborates anything that we've heard from a lot of these victims. There are too many parallels, too many similarities with a lot of the stories that come to think, well, maybe not all of them, maybe saying the truth, we don't know, but it's just too much coming out that sounds very similar.
So
here's my thing, as men, when you hear about these things happening to women, what do you guys do? It's because it's the same question. It's the same question that's asked of Black people when they hear about, you know, the injustices that's happening to them. What are you guys doing, or how do you guys feel like when? Because to me, as a female on the outside looking in, it's very, and even because I worked in a place where I went to EEO, I sat and spoke with other women, and it's like they wanted to do nothing. I kept saying to myself, dang, I got to get in touch with this Albright chick. I wonder if she'll help me. But then again, it's kind of like, I don't even, you emotionally don't even have the patience to even, because it's like by the time you get to the point where you even want, you just want someone to hear you and help you and get rid of this person. And it's like, it's a man's world. It's a man's world. So it's like until women get that, all these niggas or guys that keep doing what they're doing, such as Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, they're going to keep having their little go-around. And that, but the question still remains,
So once again, Ms. Jones, money equals power. Once you have that, you think you can do whatever you want. What can I do about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. I want to find the right answer to tell you.
Yeah.
Could easily I will start talking to other females, be strong. But it's one of those things that's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't reach this though. I get upset when a woman gets raped. It's like, really, guys? It's like, remember last week, a young guy raped an 80-year-old woman. What are you doing raping an 80-year-old woman? What satisfaction do you get from that?
That is sick and disgusting.
And the crazier part about it is to try to make sure that the situation was calmed down. The lady who was raped actually said, I'll cook you something to relax you so that you can, you know, you won't do anything else. I'll take care of you. I'll make you something to eat. This is the thought process of a victim, that she's trying to de-escalate the situation, and she still had enough compassion to think, okay, my victim is still a young person. Why don't I just cook you something so that you can relax and then you'll be able to leave and then nothing further can happen?
Mm-hmm.
These kinds of things happen. It's sad. It's disgusting. It's despicable. But at the same time, there have been so many things that have happened to women over the years where men either just poo-poo it away and just say, well, you know, this is just what women deal with. Because a lot of men cannot identify with the fact that once a female starts to smell funny in their own nose, that is when the men will come after them. And this is from a very young age. This is why a lot of friends of mine that I know of that have female children are like, wow, I have to be so vigilant and make sure that nobody comes after my child. And then you have to think about all of the things involved. A female can't get up from day one, from the day she gets up, washes up, puts on the clothes, and leaves the house. She's getting catcalls. She's getting called this, disrespected that. Oh, I bet you have big this. I know you know how to do this in the bedroom. And this goes on for probably from age 10, 11, until she is 6 feet under. To have to deal with that and then worry about their own place in society, in a society that's dominated by males, that makes living as a female that much harder.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, K-Dog.
All right, guys, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I agree with you with what you said, because you know what it is with women? Unfortunately, in this society, when it comes to us as men, respect for women goes out the window, and that's the sad part about it, because especially when things happen to women, and I personally could say this, my heart goes out to any woman out there who's been abused, who's been raped. I mean, it's the worst thing that can happen. It's a traumatic experience that a woman goes through that they can never recover from. It takes years. It could take many years for them to recover from it.
Some people never recover from it.
Yeah, they never do.
Exactly.
They never
mm-hmm.
do. And they the sad thing is, they're constantly reminded of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're constantly reminded of it, constantly. When you hear all this stuff about women being abused by their boyfriends or their husbands, or even
mm-hmm.
worse, you have some fathers out there who rape their daughters, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have brothers out there raping sisters. It's a very difficult situation.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I'm sorry, to Ms. Jones, are you surprised
mm-hmm.
about this, about Bill Cosby?
No, not at all. And you know what's so weird, why I say that? I'm not surprised because when I was like, 16, 17, I actually worked with a guy that kind of reminded me of him, of Bill Cosby, in a sense where he was affluent, he was well-known. I actually looked at him as a father figure. And it's like when he would have, you know, I started working with him around like 16, 17. So, you know, I'm coming into age like 18, you know. So he would just start acting weird, rubbing at his shoulder, and, you know, it's like, I'm just like, huh? What's going on here? So it's like, I feel like when you have a combination of things like power, prestige, money, and a lack of respect for women, plus also a lack of discipline, or like you can't control your libido or whatever, and you just feel like the world, the oyster is yours, especially when it comes to women, things are bound to happen, you know. And I don't want to say he just had that look, but, yeah, Bill Cosby had that look. And, oh, boy, did I knew Yeah, he had that look too.
But basically, you've heard his story many times, so you're not surprised. Basically, Bill Cosby is just another guy who did what millions of other guys have done.
Bill Cosby is from the projects of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
I am pretty sure he is just as human as anybody else that's come out of those same projects.
After all, listen, this is a man who, like I said before, who America respected and looked on as a father figure, and it's very disappointing to the, especially I'm speaking on behalf of the media, it's disappointing to hear that somebody of his stature could commit such a horrible crime like that towards women.
Probably not. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people that know a lot of stuff. You know when you're at family reunions and there's always that little weird, oh, that's Uncle So-and-so. Or, you
well,
know,
Uncle
like,
Eddie might have saw or something.
Uncle Eddie has eight hands. Or, you know, they do that because you know what it is? As soon as there are some people out there who have some sick minds, especially as men who have some sick minds when it comes to women, it's horrible. It's scary for a woman. It's a scary thing. It makes a woman feel uncomfortable to step in the room, when, especially when the person's leering at them or, you know, ogling them hard.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have to think about the access that people like Bill Cosby or somebody has in the situation.
Exactly.
I'll give you another example. Like, as we've talked about other celebrities that have had scandals happen to them, and then you kind of wonder, well, is it over for Bill Cosby? Is his career over? There's one celebrity that comes to mind as I was growing up, and this was Woody Allen. For those that don't really know exactly everything about Woody Allen, I'll make it brief. Woody Allen.
Please make it very brief. Very brief.
I will keep it brief for you, Hot Rod. Woody Allen, one of the best and funniest directors out there, actors. He's a very funny comedic mind. Was married to Mia Farrow, and they adopted a. I believe she is Korean.
The Asian,
Her name is Soon-Yi Previn. And what ended up happening is, as she got older, Woody Allen ended up cheating on his wife and having an affair with Soon-Yi. And Mia Farrow found out about it, which led to their divorce. And then, as time went on, he eventually married Soon-Yi. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they might have a child again. I'm not sure.
They do. Yeah.
The first couple of years that this whole scandal went out, Woody Allen was radioactive. You couldn't see a movie with Woody Allen. You couldn't talk to him. And probably about 5 years later, he started to do movies again, and he's back in the good graces of Hollywood. People are still talking positive about him, and almost no one talks about the impropriety. Now, for a lot of other people, then a lot of people would say, you know what, there's something really creepy about a man who's still married having an affair with his adopted child and then marrying her at the same time later on down the road.
Well,
so,
what happened, Rodney?
Is there anything wrong with that, having sex with your adopted daughter?
Yes, there
really,
is.
Really, Rodney?
Yes, there is. It's still a form of incest. It's very much
I hope that was a joke, Rod.
Exactly,
I really hope that was a joke.
No, I have to play devil's advocate because, once again, there's a lot of sick people out there. People will be saying, like, you know what, that's my stepsister. We're not blood anyway, so I'll go sleep with my stepsister. Same thing with my adopted daughter. That's not my blood, so then I'll go sleep with her. I'm not saying.
I believe she was 15 at the time that this happened. She was underage. That's part of the problem.
That's a different story compared to our adopted daughter.
Okay.
If she was like 18, 19, okay. And I'm not my adopted daughter anymore, so I could bang you now, you know.
But that's still, so, I mean, principle-wise, that is just really odd. Like, you wouldn't know why
it's odd.
And have a discussion about adopting because maybe the wife can't have kids. And the same kid. Let me tell you something. Women don't even want to go out and get nannies. Much less to go adopt a kid.
Oh, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But like I said before, if you're gonna go ahead and have an affair with your adopted daughter, that is a form of incest. that means you're sick in the head. You have a fetish. You have a problem.
Exactly.
If you're gonna sleep with your daughter, I mean, wow, that's just as bad as sleeping with your biological daughter. That's it.
Exactly.
And that's part of the problem. Celebrities.
Guys always, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm like, I feel like guys always come up with the weirdest things. Like, I had a stepbrother who, even though we weren't, like, what's the word, officially stepbrother and sister, like, he felt like it was okay for him to flirt with me. No!
No, it's not.
Like, my father and your mom are together. You're, like, a stepbrother to me. It's not happening. And he kind of became, like, obsessed with me. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, how do you rationalize, like, just 20 million other women out there. Like, give me a break. Are you kidding me? And even, like, loving hip-hop with the whole Peter Guns and what's that other guy? It's like being a creep is celebrated.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Really?
It is. It's a sick society, you know? That's all I got to say.
Talk about sick society. On to the main event topic, which I'm very outraged about.
Drum roll.
I got to talk about this penis again. I got to talk about Caitlyn Jenner.
Uh-oh.
We got things to talk about. We got plenty.
Uh-oh.
Hot Rod, it's all yours. Start it off.
Okay, so last week on the ESPY Awards, Caitlyn Jenner received the Arthur Ashe, was it Courage Award, Sean Black?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he received the Courage Award because he became, basically he became a woman. There was other candidates for the award. For example, Lauryn Hill, who was a basketball player who passed away from cancer that helped raise money for cancer research. So now, why in the world that you want to give an award to a celebrity that transformed himself from a man to a woman? Sean Black, please explain to me before I lose my mind and have another goose, I mean, another cranberry juice.
Oh,
okay, I'll explain it. First and foremost, anybody that's ever watched the ESPYs or doesn't know about the ESPYs, first of all, the one thing that we can all agree on is that the ESPYs needed ratings. That's one of the reasons why Caitlyn Jenner got the Courage Award. Now, you will not hear me say anything negative toward the aspect of what Caitlyn did to actually have the guts to go on camera and actually admit a life change. If that's who you are and that is how you are transitioning to become a better, authentic you, then that is perfect. I personally don't believe that Caitlyn Jenner should have gotten the award from that standpoint. As Hot Rod just stated, Lauryn Hill, who had a brain tumor, who was raising money for cancer, and all she wanted to do was play college basketball, got the chance to play in her one and only game before she passed away. She didn't complain. She she took everything that she was going through in stride, and she was able to go ahead and play her only game. And that is, as far as I'm concerned, that defines courage as well, looking in the face of death and still being able to come out on top. That, I think, would have been just as rewarding for a lot of people, maybe even more so. But, see, the issue, as I just stated a little bit earlier, is the fact that the reason why Caitlyn Jenner was there was, one, name recognition to bring out to the ESPYs. This is the first time that the ESPYs was shown on regular, normal, terrestrial, national television, because it's normally been shown on ESPN. They showed it on ABC, so it's going to have a bigger audience. The name recognition is going to bring ratings to the show. And for those that don't know, this is the highest-rated ESPY show that they have done. I believe they got almost 8 million people to watch the show. So you can pull from it what you want out of that situation.
Yeah.
But I think that's the main reason why the Caitlyn Jenner name was brought out there in the award slot. Not saying it wasn't a deserved award for what Caitlyn went through, but I think that they could have had somebody else and it would have been much more fitting in that award.
Well, here's a little inside scoop from what I heard from social media. The reason why Caitlyn Jenner got the award, it was a stunt for ratings, of course. But remember the interview that she did with Diane Sawyer? So if they do the interview in exchange, she or he get the award. So it's like an even exchange.
Oh, wait, say that again, Rodney?
If Caitlyn agreed to do the Diane Sawyer interview back then, a few months ago?
Uh-huh.
In exchange, ESPN would give them the Courage Award.
Really? Why, though?
ABC and ESPN are the same network.
Disney owns
That is
a Disney-owned network. They own ABC. They own ESPN.
Why he agreed to do the interview, because he knew he was going to get the award.
I don't think that probably isn't why he did it. I think that was the consolation for doing it.
Oh.
You scratch my back, I scratch your back, that type of thing.
Oh.
Well, what did it get out of it? They got ratings. So
yeah, that's what they wanted.
The reason why we upset, screw the lady that passed away. I mean, even though they did a nice presentation for her, but you know what? She does not get the award. Let's give it to a person, somebody who changed their sex life a little bit, who gained a breast, put on some shoes, and a dress. So let's give the award to that. What that has to do with sports? I don't know. It's more of a personal
Excuse me. Let me just say a few things about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. Mm-hmm. And again, number one, let me just start by saying there have been many, and I do mean many, transgender people out there who have mm-hmm. come out. Like, let's just say, okay, perfect example, Jazz Bono, and also who else? Laverne Cox. I mean, and there's been many others.
Don't forget,
Sean Black came out too.
Bite your tongue.
There's been many others. And I don't understand what is the big deal because Caitlyn Jenner decides to come out. And I'm not saying anything disgusting or degrading against anybody. I'm not discriminating against anybody. Mm-hmm. But however, when it came time for that award, Lauryn Hill and also someone else too, Devon Steele, what about him, who played, despite the fact that his daughter is battling cancer?
Well, they actually gave his daughter an award. She was just sick to show up because she's going through residual treatments.
I saw that. But still, it should have been either between Devon Steele and Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill should be more because Lauryn Hill played despite having cancer. Despite the fact that she was battling that debilitating disease, she played regardless, and she raised money. So why is it that Caitlyn Jenner, as soon as she comes out, oh, my goodness, Caitlyn Jenner deserves. Bruce Jenner, let me just start by saying, Bruce Jenner has not been relevant in sports for over the past 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that she's Caitlyn Jenner, which is all this media attention, because, you know, anyone who's associated, I'm not trying to break the subject, but anybody who's associated with the Kardashians are doing everything they can to get attention. And
to
the media
stay relevant,
just feeds off of it. They stay relevant. The media just feeds off of it. And that's the problem that I had. I was even shaking my head saying, what has she done in sports? I mean, let's talk about the courage she shows in sports.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is not, I don't blame anyone, it's society. Wants to see a man in a dress in sports, so be it, you know. And that's why they got high ratings. So it worked out. Even though how we feel about it, it did work out in the end.
A lot of people didn't appreciate it. A lot of athletes, if you looked in the crowd, a lot of them had the stone face, but they had no choice but to clap because if they didn't clap, people would talk about them.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Everything is being done nowadays for controversy. It's like, it's not even about, for instance, and I'm going to scale it all the way back. When I see people on Facebook or Instagram taking pictures of homeless people and then captioning it, look, I did my good deed for the day. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, do you really have to post that? Like, really?
Of course, anything for photo opportunity, anything to get noticed, but anything to get to stay relevant and noticed.
Exactly.
Anything for show.
And that's what happened with Kaylin. That's what happened with Kaylin. It's like, I could honestly say, as watching, because I don't really watch the Kardashians that often, but whenever I would watch it and I would see his interaction with them, Bruce's interaction, something was missing. It's like he wasn't really his true self. Like, he didn't have, like, that glow in his eyes like he does now. I think he's very happy as Kaylin, and I wish him all the best.
And we're not knocking him for it, but you know what? Hey, you're happy. You did what you wanted to do. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that
happen? But you know would be awesome? That would happen now. That would get him even more publicity if he gave the award to one of the other people. If he came out and said, you know what? I'm not, this isn't for me. That would
what courageous thing that he's done? I mean,
he wore some nice shoes. That's the best thing he did. He put on some nice shoes.
Oh, he wore a nice dress. She wore a nice dress and wore nice shoes. But at the same time, like I said, Lauryn Hill was more deserving. And I'm glad you guys see it, because I was saying it all along. Why didn't they give it to her? Her parents would be, I mean, you know, giving her that courage award would have been better.
Yeah.
So what's this thing about him killing someone in a car accident? Did he have, like, a Brandy thing? Because apparently, didn't the same thing happen with Brandy? Didn't she crash and cause, like, a three-mile wreck or something? So did that thing happen with Bruce?
Yeah, I think I remember that was about almost 6 months ago, actually.
Yeah, and someone
actually died.
What happened, I believe, was he either rear-ended somebody or he was rear-ended by somebody,
and
the person that he got into the accident with ended up dying, I believe, at the hospital.
Exactly.
But my thing is, like, why are they blaming him?
I believe I forgot what the situation was, but I think that he might have been in the wrong at some point.
No, he was running away from the paparazzi. Was that the time he was telling everybody that he's coming out as a woman? The paparazzi was all over him, so he was trying to run away from them, trying to guard them. So he was speeding.
He was trying to avoid being the paparazzi, and
so
I believe he ran into somebody, and then that caused the accident.
Once again, it comes down to Donald Trump, Bill Cosby, and Caitlyn Jenner. You got the money, you got the power. You could do almost anything you want, but that's the mindset. They think they could do whatever they want.
Then also, to as far as the whole transgender reassignment surgery thing, not the first celebrity. If for those that may not know, there was a tennis player back in the 70s named Rene Richards who actually started off as a man, I believe was a doctor. I think his name was Richard Ruskind. Born in New York City. He was an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor, did tennis, and went through a lot of the same emotions and things that Bruce Jenner went that helped him transition into Caitlyn. From what I remember seeing on TV years ago about that subject, Rene Richards was unmercilessly crucified by the media, by other tennis players, people thinking that, well, although he transitioned into a female, he's still a male with male strength and is basically cheating to play on the women's tour. So there are a lot of situations that are involved with that. And since Bruce Jenner is no longer an athlete and is transitioning to Caitlyn Jenner, the fact is it's because of the name and what was done in his previous life that is why the sports award was given in that context.
But I still don't understand it.
One more thing I want to add on. When you cheat on someone and you post it online and you get caught, is it wrong that you get caught for cheating? online, especially when you're on Ashley Madison.
I heard that this morning.
Yes, I did. I heard about it this morning.
Ashley Madison, which is a website that promotes discreet affairs.
Basically,
if you're married or you're in a relationship with somebody and you're trying to find a hookup, it's basically like a cleaner version of, I guess, Craigslist or whatever.
You
would do some kind of, I guess you'd have some kind of account, and then you would go on dates and set up dates through the website. Well, apparently somebody hacked the website over the weekend.
And a lot of people are going to get caught.
Millions of passwords, user passwords, personal information. And there's a possibility now that all those people that were on that website that were having some indiscretions might have all their personal information thrown out there, including their affairs.
Well, you know what the crazy part about this is, about this website, about website of cheaters? They have a membership of 37 million people.
That's a scary
people join this club to cheat on in general. So Ms. Jones is now
perspective. There are only 300 million people in the country. So 37 million are on the website cheating on their wives or husbands.
Yeah, cheating on their wives or husbands or their significant others.
Wow.
Oh, so but don't worry, Ms. Jones, you and I were still clean. They will never catch us, if you know what I mean. But besides that.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I didn't hear you. What?
I think it's a good thing you didn't hear him.
repeat. I'm going to play it back.
No.
What?
Ms. Jones, don't worry about it. They're not going to catch you or not. We're good, okay?
You know what? Don't soap on your cranberry juice.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It'd be his luck he start gagging on that juice right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. K-Dog, any final thoughts before we go?
Well, anyway, all I got to say is this, is that, like you said, Hot Rod, money runs everything. I mean, from Trump to Caitlyn Jenner and all this attention and Bill Cosby, I mean, let's keep it going, guys. And by the way, guys, congratulations on your 1,000th show. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Anything you'd like to say, Ms. Jones?
Hey, lovely, lovely discussion, great company. You know, I love it. So, see y'all for the next one, hopefully.
Thank you.
All right, Kato, Ms. Jones, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Hey,
good night. Have fun with your cranberry juice.
Exactly. Enjoy it. All right.
Sean Black, any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, no matter what you see on either TV, newspaper, print media, whatever, I never subscribe to the altar of celebrity. Because if you worship at the altar of celebrity, chances are you're going to find a false prophet. And that's part of the problem.
Well, in other words, nobody's perfect. We all have our mentors. We all have people that we look up to. Well,
of course.
But what people fail to realize, their work from their personal life. Like,
yes.
I probably admire Bill Cosby for the work he has done in television and movies, even for the community. But once again, what Bill Cosby does at home is his own personal thing. So, like, the little kids, they look at LeBron James, A-Rod, Derek Jeter, for their accomplishments on the field or in sports, not knowing, A-Rod could be a cokehead for all we know.
Exactly.
But should we look down on that person because he does drugs? I say no. So you admire the work that person done in life.
Well, there are a lot of people out there that hold celebrities in a higher standard and as role models and, you know, a lot of things. And you remember that commercial that Charles Barkley did back in the 90s. Just because I can dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should be raising your kids.
That's very true. Okay, my final thoughts? I need another drink of juice.
Of course.
No, my final thought is, once again, guys, be who you are, be who you want to be. It's good to follow other people to a certain degree. Don't be like a Bill Cosby or be like a Michael Jordan. Be a Sean Black or the Hot Rod. Be like those guys. Those guys are good mentors and characters in your life. Trust me on that. And on that note, my pen is dropped.
Uh-oh. First pen drop for the hot rod today.
Oh, yes. I've been very I'm not myself today. Today is Monday. I'm thrown off key. I'm used to Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But we will be back on Sunday afternoon right here on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m., I hope. God willing. You never know with us. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for making the show hot. Thank you for making the show growing and going week by week. This past Saturday, we celebrate not our 1,000th show that K-Dawg said. Not yet. We only did the show for like 22 times already.
But still, we only been doing the show since March, so.
You know. But we have over 1,000 listeners so far, and we thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Like I said, tune in again this Sunday, at 4 p.m. I am the one, the only. No, that's Sean Blackline. I am the Hot Rod.
You don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done. And you are who? Who are you again?
I am Sean Black, still in the building, about to leave the building.
Yes. And Anisha B will be back next week, we hope. She had to go to work. She had to go do something on a poll, she said. Something like that. I don't know. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Tune in next time right here on Blog Talk Radio to the Absolute Truth. And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Peace out.